I think it's kedai to go back before we start Shas Katan and just speak out Lashlomas Sa'inyan, one last ha'ara, one last, maybe not last, b'li neder, noifach, as, right, tagid b'li neder, but one last ha'ara regarding the topic that we've been discussing this week, and that is L'shem Yichud and Kavanas, Hamitzvahs, Kavanas, B'tfilah, from the Beis Medrash of the Noida B'Yehuda, from the Beis Medrash of B'chaim V'lozhana, from the Beis Medrash of the Chassam Sofer, and really, the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, which dealt specifically with the two primary nuschos that Klal Yisrael have as it relates to tefillah, Nusach Svart and Nusach Ashkenaz, respectively. So just to chazer what we need for in your name. The Chassam Sofer was asked the Shiloh by a Yid who had gotten up to daven for the Yomid. He was standing by the Breitel. It was in a kehila where they daven Nusach Svart, and he was wearing a beggar that was made of wool. And the Olam was Moicha. They said, in this place, Medrash, you can't daven for the Amid if you're wearing a beggar that's made of wool. He said, what's wrong with a beggar that's made of wool? He said, there might be one strand of Pishton. If there is, you're wearing Shatnez. And this place, Medrash, even if it's a Chash Rochuk Mamish, you can't daven for the Amid if maybe you're wearing Shatnez. So the Yid turned to the Chevr. He says, I understand. Every Jew I know wears begodim that are made of Temer. I never heard of such a thing. He says, I understand. And we're not looking to be Moitzi Laz on Yid. But at the same time, in this base Medrash, we're Prushim. This base Medrash, we're Noig in a certain way. And specifically, we daven Nusach Svard. And because we daven Nusach Svard, Nusach Svard can't be Soifel. Even a Chash Rochuk of Shatnez. So the man said, I never heard of such a thing. He said, this is the way it is. And the Yid walked out, Mamish Bechafui Rosh. So he sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer, the Yid himself, and he asked the Chassam Sofer, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, I was told that Nusach Svar has a certain mailer, has a certain chashivos, that you can't wear even something that has a chash rochog of shatnez if you're going to daven that Nusach Ashkenaz would be fine, but Nusach Svar would be a problem, and what does the Halig Chassam Sofer have to say on this inyan? So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to him as follows. He said that as it relates to this anhoga, that there are yidden that feel that they don't want to wear begodim of tzemer because of the chash, that there might be a little bit of pishton in it. Kadosh yomerlo. He says, azah anhoga is a beautiful anhoga. Aval shazeh in kedai v'roi lava lefnei ateva. But that someone shouldn't be able to daven to the Amid because of this chash rochuk has shaloi lahasker. That's not something that you should say. And the emesis, the Chassam Sofer wrote him, it sounds like the Olam knows that. Elisha amar tam al pi soid nista. But really, that coming more from a place of soid, and that is shenuscha svardis eno soivelis. That the issue is not tefillah so much, but it's nusach svar. I mean that they daven nusach svar, it can't be soivel even this chash rochuk. Vehu said the Chassam Sofer, Dovish inani yoidea mahusach. Ulai, maybe, heim yavoyu dvorav elai, viyareini, eich, uma, umosai, avinom, then I'll understand it, v'odim beinecha, avos stomach kipe rushai, hevel yivtzapir. Says, at face value, I partially don't know what they're talking about. Nusach Svar is different than Nusach Ashkenaz, and it can't be soivel, achshash rochuk of shatnes. He says, this is something I'm not bakantin, and as a result, I can't help you. The Olam wants to come to me. I'm happy to listen, and maybe I'll understand it, and then I'll be machriya. But from the distance, my hergish is hevel yivtzapir. It doesn't sound like it has any mahalach. And then the Chassam Sofer digressed a little bit, and he says, "I want you to know that I've already told the Oimdim Lefanai my understanding of Nusach Svard versus Nusach Ashkenaz." And he prefaced it by saying that my two rebbes, Moiri Agoyin Chassid Shepa Gehuna, Rav Nosson Adel Zeich Tzadik Levracha, Agoyin Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla, Hafla Zechroin Levracha, Asher Meimeim Shasisi Toidu Lekel, Umi Mekoyram Chatzafti. He says, I want you to know, they daven Nusach Svart. They switched their minig. They were B'nei Ashkenaz, and they switched their minig to daven Nusach Svart. But the reason they did it, Tzadik Sam Sofer, was because they understood the kavanas of the Arisa. The Arizal composed kavanas that Yidden should have while they daven. Most people don't understand the kavanas of the Ari. It's above our pay grade, quote unquote. But said the Chassam Sofer, my rabbis, my heiliger rabbis, they were mekubalim, and they understood the kavanas of the Ari. And it's for that reason they daven Nusach Svar. Because the Arizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Svar. Now, the Chassam Sofer said that the reason that Rizal wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Svar is not because Nusach Svar be'etzim was more chashiv, but the reason that Rizal wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Svar is because he was a Sfardi, And that was the Nusach Hidaven. Memele, he wrote it on that Nusach. And the Chassam Sofer said, had the Arizal been an Ashkenazi, he would have written his Kavanas on Nusach Ashkenaz. And by the way, said the Chassam Sofer, if any Yid would come, who's on the Madrega, that he is able to compose the Kavanas of Dari on Nusach Ashkenaz, we would have the Kavanas on Nusach Ashkenaz. Because the fact that Kavanas Ariz and Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz has nothing to do with Nusach Svar being be'etzem more choshev than Nusach Ashkenaz. It's punk the Nusach that Ariz al David, and that's why he wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Svar. But the point is that my rabbis, they understood the Kavanas Ari. And they felt that being that they understood it, why not daven in a nusach where they could be mechav in the kavanas? And then the Chassam Sofer said that even though it's not necessary, because really a person through his tefillah could be piled all the tikkunim and the ilamis, whether he has the kavana or doesn't have the kavana. As long as you daven al das mesachnei atfilah, that in and of itself is going to be okay. But it was noyach lehem. It just seemed more glatt and more appropriate to daven with kavanas of Dari if they understood the kavanas Dari. And that's why they changed and they daven Nusach Svar. And he says everyone in the kilu would daven Nusach Ashkenaz, but they daven Nusach Svar. And he says even after the Petir of Daflo, when his son, the Baal Machna Levi, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, he says he went back to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. I, his father, daven Nusach Svar, because it wasn't his minik to daven Nusach Svar. It wasn't a Kabbalah that I feel it's a more chashev than Nusach, but he was davening because he understood the kavanas Dari. The Baal Machna Levi didn't daven with the kavanas Dari. And it's for that reason he went back to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. But he says to say that there's a mailo in Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz, so it's interesting. In the same tshuva that the Chassam Sofer says there's no mailo in Nusach Svar, is the tshuva, often quoted, where he says that my Rebbe is Davin Nusach Svar. But you have to go through the tshuva, you have to see the context. He was saying that Hagam they daven Nusach Svar, it was not because they held that there was a mailo to Nusach Svar. And that's why everyone around them continued davening Nusach Ashkenaz. Even the floor son can daven Nusach Ashkenaz. The reason they daven Nusach Svar is because they understood the Kavanas Ari, and the Arizal punked, heavy, but punked, wrote it on Nusach Svar. What's the punk? Because he was born. His Yichus was from the Svardim. And that was the Nusach he davened b'Mesoyah, and that's the way he davened the way he davened. Lamaisa, there was another letter that was sent to the Chassam Sofer after this tshuva got out. And in the second letter, the Shoyl quoted the Hilel Yismach Moshe, who wrote a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Heshev Moshe on this very inyan. And he spoke more al pisoid, al pichsidus, about the maila of Nusach Svar. Specifically, he said that based on Torah from the Magid Mimezrich, today, Bismanenu, you have to daven Nusach Svar if you want your tefillah to be neskabel. And it's based on an idea, there's different nuschoyes of it, but in Shemayim, there are 12 or 13 sha'arim through which a person's tefillah goes and is heard. And the question is, why do you need all these sha'arim? Just have one sha'ar, a sha'ar of tefillah, sha'ar idmois, right? Why do you need all these different sha'arim for tefillah? And the reason, said the Magid Mimezrich, is because really every single shevet has a different Shoresh Nesham. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they're all different. Each one is Kaddish, Kedoshim, but at the same time, it's a different Shoresh Nesham. And the Shoresh Nesham of each Shevet is manifest in Tefillah. And if you're from Shevet Ploini, you have to daven Nusach Ploini. And if you don't daven Nusach Ploini, your Tefillah can't be answered. And the reason is, because each Shevet's Tefillah can only go through one Shar, and you need your Nusach to get it through that Shar. So there's some science for Stutzach in the Olamos, where if you're from Shevet Ploini, you have to be able to daven but Nusach Ploini. Once upon a time, people knew what Shevet they were from. But then, B'meshach HaGolos, all the Yidden and Asarev, and people no longer know. Yanim, Levim, Yechidim know what Shevet they're from, but most Yidden don't know what Shevet they're from. So the Arizal came, and the Arizal composed the Nusach HaTfilah. This Nusach HaTfilah is made up of all the different Nuschais. And because it's made up of all the different Nuschais, so now, regardless of what Sherish Neshama you have, regardless of what Shevet you are, if you daven this Nusach, your Tfilah will be Nesgabel. So he wrote back to the Chassam Sofer that no, Nusach Svar is not just another Nusach. This is a Nusach that has Shroshim from the Arizal, and it's a Nusach that today you better daven, because if you don't daven Nusach Svar, how do you know your Tfilah is ever going to go through the Shail it needs to go through? Your Tfilahs may never be answered. And this is what the Shail really came to be Moisif to the Chassam Sofer. He says, don't you know? And he quoted it from the Sefer from the Maggid. He said it in the Sefer Lekutei Amar. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to him, and he said, "Masha hutak malos in the sefer lekutei amarin. Oisai sefer lo nimtza bekiilaseinu." He says, "We don't have that sefer in Preshberg. Ke afilu b'shasu poiskin. ki hu chayenu v'aruch yomenu v'am nega yom v'alayla ein li p'nai l'ayim b'achroinim ki im b'shas v'arishoinim. And then he says v'ach, and besides lo zochisi l'hovin divrei ha-sefer ahu, besides the way you're explaining to me v'shteit in the Torah from the Maggid, I don't understand it. She'kosam nuscha sfardasi l'bnei ataruvois, and he goes and he asks very chsam soifedik, kasha after kasha after kasha, whole bunch of kashas on this idea that nusach svarad is a nusach that's meant l'bnei ataruvois. At the end, chsam soifer writes, okay, in divrei ha-sefer anal ki divrei sefer ha-chosom. Ukvar kosav ramban besifrei melchemes choyva, kol mashloi nintze b'shas bavli v'yerushalmi o'midrasheyem, ein oda mechuyev l'haminoi v'hamay minyam. That's how he feared us. So he says, I hear, but this is not an Indian that I have a Messiah in, and as a result, it's very, very schwer to me because of many, many reasons. And this was the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. So really, if you go through the Chassam Sofer's tshuva, the Chassam Sofer's understanding of Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz is that there were always different kehilos in Klal Yisrael. This goes back to the times of the Rambam and prior, where Yidden that came from the Medinos of Sfarad davened in one Nusach, and the Yidden that came from the Medinos of Ashkenaz, they davened in another Nusach. And this is always the way it's been. And for each one is Kulam Ahuvim and Kulam Berurim, and the Kulam Shavim L'Taiva. If a person davens B'Kavana Nusach Sfar, the tefillahs are not Shaykh. And if a person davens B'Kavana Nusach Ashkenaz, his tefillahs are not Shaykh. Ve'elu Divrei L'Kim Chayim. And the emes is, the Chassam Sofer says, he says it clearly in the Tshuva, that if you're from B'nai Sfarad, you're mechuyev to follow your minute. And if you're from B'nai Ashkenaz, you're mechuyev to follow your minute. Incidentally, it's a mefurish of Magen Avraham, the beginning of Simen Samaches, where the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to all these different minhagim in Hilchis Tfilah, that's in Hilchis Kriyash Mapung, he brings up a shame that Yerushalmi, afa pisha sholchu lechem seder atfilah is al teshanu mi minig avi seich. A yid has to keep his minig. So really, depending on what your minig is, what the Messiah is, from vanet irshtam, that determines exactly the way that you're supposed to daf. As it relates to the taina that was being expressed to the Chassam Sofer, that there's a mailo in Nusach Sfarad, that it's a more choshev in Nusach, v'haraya that Rizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Sfarad, and there's an idea that was expressed in the Sefer from the Magen Mezrich that it's for the Bnei Ataruvos, so that today, being that people don't know what Shevet they're from, this is a Nusach that you better davenim. He said, this is something that I'm min yamin, but it's not something that he was familiar with at all. And he said, by the way, you should know my Rebbe's daven Nusach Sfarad, but don't think they daven Nusach Sfarad because they held that there was something be'etzim more chashev about the Nusach. They daven Nusach Sfarad because they knew the Kavanah Sari, and Punkt Arizal wrote his Kavanah on Nusach Sfarad, Shoyah Sfarad. But had he written about Nusach Ashkenaz, it's poshut they would have davened about Nusach Ashkenaz. The Haraya, everybody around Rav Nosson Adler, everybody around the Hafla, his own son davened Nusach Ashkenaz. If he held there was a more chashuv in Nusach Be'etzim, said the Chassam Sofer, I knew my Rebbe, I knew his son, I'm telling you, he would have davened the same Nusach his father davened. The Teretz says he didn't. And the reason he didn't is because the Hafla never held that it was a more chashuv in Nusach Be'etzim, and that's the reason that he davened the way he davened. Now this tshuva from the Chassam Sofer was Marash Olamos. And there were many, many tshuvas that were written up until Zmanenu, related to this Groisa tshuva and tshuvos, Simen Tes Vav and Simen Tes Zayin. And really, the Rosh HaMedabrim, as it relates to the rebuttal, to what the Chassam Sofer said, was the Heilige Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim is in Shailos Tshuvas Divrei Chaim. It's a Rechaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Ches. And he asks a few kashas on the Chassam Sofer, going backwards. He said, the Chassam Sofer heard from the Shoyal that state in the Magid Mezrich, this Inyan, that Arizal wrote Nusach Sfarad L'Bnei Ataruvos. And the Chassam Sofer says, we don't have the Sefer L'Kutei Amorim, he doesn't understand Sefer Hanal. So says the Divrei Chaim, the Chassam Sofer didn't have the Magid Sefer Memelo. He said, but this Inyan was not the Chiddush of the Magid. This is something that anyone that's versed in Sifrei Kabbalah knows. Rav Chaim Vital wrote about it, B'Shem Darizal. It's in the Sefer Mishnas Chasidim. It's in the Mavri Yabuk. It's in many, many of the classical Kabbalistic works that is Yud Bei Sha'arim of Tefillah for each Shevet. And each Shevet has to have its own Nusach, which by definition means that if you don't know what Shevet you're from, you don't know. There's a 1 in 12 chance that you're saying the right Tefillah. And as a result, we needed a Tikkun. And that was the Koyach of Darizal, who was Makabu from Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Giladi. And that's what's going on over here. So the said, I hear. Oh, but the Chassam Sofer didn't know all this? Of course he did. So what's Pashup Shat? He said, I don't understand Pashup Shat and the Chassam Sofer. He says, besides, the Chasam Sofer is saying that the reason that Rizal wrote his Kavanos on Nusach Svard and not Nusach Ashkenaz is Mepnei Shehoya Svardi. And because he was a Svardi, so this was the Nusach that he davened. Said the Divrei Chaim, Nusach Svard that we have, or Nusach Ari, which is a version of it, that's not the Nusach that the Svardim davened. It's really a unique Nusach. Right, there's Nusach Svard, there's Nusach Ashkenaz, and then if someone really davens in a Svardish Keilo, it's not the same Nusach. In fact, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Yabi Oimer, where Rabbi Avadya Yosef discusses whether someone who's from Svarad can daven Nusach Svard, because it's not mamish the same Nusach. But the point is, it's not the same Nusach. And being that it's not the same Nusach, said the Divrei Chaim, it doesn't sound like the Arizal wrote this Nusach because he was Svardi. Because he was Svardi, it would be the same Nusach as the Svardim. Elamai, it's Lebnei HaTaruvos. That's mamish what it feels like. It has Ashkenaz in it, it has Svardin, it has a little bit of everything in it. And Hogufo, Doshtet and Svarim HaKdoshim. This is what all the Kdosh HaElyon said. See, he says to him, what the Chasam Sofer said is Tamua Ad L'Moed. So in other words, the Chasam Sofer says that Eveshnish from the Magid, Hamayim Min Yamin. Says, what do you mean? It's not just the Magid's Chiddush. This is something that's mamish Kabbalah 101. So how could it be the Chasam Sofer was unsure of that? And besides, the big taina that the Arizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Svard, that the Chasam Sofer was being doicha, and he said, oh, he did it because Shehoya Svardi, he says, then it would be kavanas on the regular Nusach Svard, on the Nusach that the Rambam daven. It's not the Nusach that the Rambam daven. So if that's the case, it sounds like there's a little bit more here. And this would be a reglaim ledover to what it is, the Chassidish Svarim, and what it is that the Mekubalim was saying. It's interesting. So we just mentioned that Rabbi Avadya Yosef, and thank you Ralph Jamal for showing me the tshuva, but Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Yabi Oimer Chelek Vav, it's in Eir Chaim Simen Yud, he has a long, long arichas on this in Kedarke Bakoidesh. And there was one thing that struck me, see, in his encyclopedic Bekiyas, so Rabbi Avadya brings that this that the Chasam Sofer said, that the Arizal was a Svardi, and it's for that reason he wrote his Pirush on Nusach Svard, he said that in and of itself is not Pashut at all. And he starts quoting different Svarim that say that the Arizal wasn't a Svardi, the Arizal was an Ashkenazi. In fact, he came Migeza HaMarshal. His name was Luria, just like the Marshal's name was Luria. And really, it certainly sounds like the Arizal was Ashkenazi, just based on his name. Now, I was going through the Mar Mekaymas. He brings it for a Chaim Palaji. He brings it from Rabbi Manuel Chayriki, the great Svardish Mekobel, and Mamish Avoin the Kulano. He brings it from the Chida in Shailos Achuvas Yosef Aimes, where he says Mefurish the Chida. He's discussing the same minion as a person allowed to daven in the different nusach. Umi lanu gadol mirabenu Arizal shehu haya Ashkenazi. This is the Chida. Mi mishpachas marshals al v'chol hashana hoy mispalo benusach svardim zulus biyom neiron kimeduba b'sefer akavanas. So it's a pelafin azach. The Chasam Sofer, who was Ashkenazi, said that the Arizal was a Svardi, and all the Svardish gedolim all said that the Arizal was Ashkenazi. And Mamish, it's like reminiscent of the Gemara by Marchei HaTzadik, Ish Yemini or Ish Yehudi, right? The Shvatim were each saying that he's from the other Shevet, which is the Pli Atzuma. Everybody, I would think, would want that Arizal to be part of that Shevet. And here all the Ashkenazish are saying, no, he was a Svardi, and that's why he wrote it in Nusach Svardi. If I can't, the Svardim are saying, no, you see, just the opposite, he was an Ashkenazi, and Afal Pikein, he davened it in Nusach Svardi. It's a fascinating sidebar, but the bottom line is, these are the great Sakashas. These are the great Sakashas on the Chasam Sofer. I'll just tell you something very, very interesting. And that is, it's Yodua, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Igros Moshe, wrote a tshuva on this topic. The tshuva for Rav Moshe is in Eir Chaim, Chelik Beis, it's Simin Chav Dalet. The tshuva was written, Chav He Shvat, Tof Shin Chav Beis. They wrote the tshuva in 1962. So the question that was asked was the following question, which is not terribly uncommon Bekehilo Seinu in 08701. This was the Shaila. Bederech bedover she'avichahu mimishpacha shal chasidim. I understand your family comes from chasidim. She'mispalim benusach she'koyren oysa nusach svar. Notice the lashon. They daven a nusach that's referred to as nusach svar. It's not the real nusach svar. Avo mikivin she'avichah gar b'makim she'mispalim benusach ashkenaz. B'lamaisa, your family lives in a city where, for the most part, they daven nusach ashkenaz. V'gam l'madet to be alduscha l'spalim benusach ashkenaz. And you went to a yeshiva where they daven nusach ashkenaz. Mishum shekein lamdu sham. But they rotz avichah levalva loyscha. Your father didn't want to be mevalva. You see, he was mechanach you to daven nusach ashkenaz. So somebody sends a shout out to Rav Moshe. He says, I come from chasidim. My family, they daven nusach svar. It just so happens that we live in a kehila where they daven nusach Ashkenaz. And I went to a yeshiva where they daven nusach Ashkenaz. And my father told me, don't daven nusach svar, daven nusach Ashkenaz. Ve'ata shegudalta. Now you got older. Mesupik ata. Now you're already not sure. Ulayata mechuyiv lachzer ulespala benusach svar. Shemespala lavicho. You have a suffix what to do. You're thinking, okay, so you're right. When I was young, I was in yeshiva. That's why my father was mechanech me. Abla maisa chabad minig. And my minig is, ich kimfin nusach svar. So if that's the case, this is the shayli asked Ramosh. Should I continue davening Nusach Ashkenaz, or should I go back to davening Nusach Svar? Again, this is one of the most famous tshuvas in Igros Moshe, which is saying a lot. There's a lot of famous tshuvas. So it says Rav Moshe, Hine, Yodua shekol anshei Poland, v'Ungarn, v'Rusland, levad mekoymes orechoykim korim, ukedoy mahim b'nei Ashkenaz. All these places, they're b'nei Ashkenaz. Af ha-chassidim, even the chassidim. Until Chassidus started permeating Europe, hispalulu kula b'nusach Ashkenaz. Ach achakach hischilu roshei Chassidim lahanig lespalu b'nusach achar be'ize shinuyim. They started a nusach achis. He doesn't refer to it as nusach of the Sfardim. A nusach achar be'ize shinuyim. V'nimtzo she'en lahachshiv shinuy minig masha hischalto lespalu nusach Ashkenaz. When you started davening Nusach Ashkenaz as a kid, I wouldn't call that a shinui minik. Af, although that your father, v'oid beis v'gimel doiris hischilu l'spal b'nusach achadosh, even if you go back doiris, in your family, it's already four generations, let's say, where they've been davening Nusach Svart, I don't think it's a shinui minik. Shari adirabo, heim shinui minik aviseyem. They're the ones that changed their minik. He says, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a good reason and an explanation, but had they had a right to change it. It says Ramosh, even though there's a yeshayim that says a nusach svar is a nusach klali, lemisha in yedei shiftoi. For someone that doesn't know a shevet, ayim chsam soifer ruchaim simen tezayin shabatul svarazu. Take a look at the chsam soifer; he was mevatel the svar. The gam levadze, he says, beside ha nusach shemispala inu nusach svar jehedik arama. It's not that nusach anyways. The beroy vadvarim who can nusach ashkenaz, rak beizem a koyim shinu the nimsa sheina nusach loy can nusach ashkenaz veloy can nusach svar. So he says at the end, he says al kaponim einonu ma'arin al elu sheshinu. He says chas v'shalom, I don't want you to walk away from this shuva thinking that I'm being ma'arin on people that switch from nusach ashkenaz to nusach svar. Vaday hoyulem tam shirashon l'shano is bezeh. Avot kishechad roitzel lachzor. This is what Rav Moshe wrote in Igros Moshe. Very much quoting the Chsam Sofer, and very much al derech the Chsam Sofer. That to me, it's a pasha to halacha shayla. I'm not sure what the grace of Sofik is. The Magen Avraham says you have to follow your minig. Your minig is you come from Ashkenaz, which means you're supposed to daven nusach Ashkenaz, as it relates to this inyan of a nusach for the Bnei HaTaruva is not knowing what shevet you're from. Ein b'chsam soifer shabotel svarazu. Chsam soifer hatzach yimach nish visindik from this old Indian. He says, amayim min yamin. But he said he made himself completely oblivious to the fact that there's such an Indian, and from a pure halachic perspective, there's minhagim, you have an obligation to follow your minhag. Based on that, there's no question that this is something that you're supposed to do. Stating that, there's another tshuva that was written on this topic. There are many, many, many. But I'll just mention one other, Bekitz and Nimritz. And that's a tshuva that was written in Shailos Tshuvas Minchas Haluza. And this is in Chelek Aleph, and it's Simen Yud Aleph. The question that was sent to the Minchas Haluza was the following. Okay, yesh lehis topic. I have a suffix. Be'ir shekvar nagus there, rabbis b'shanim. V'gam oid midor shalifneim l'spalu k'fi minig v'nusach svar shalachsidim. That if you're in a place where the minig is to daven nusach svar, v'chadoshim mikarav bo, and now all of a sudden there's a ruach chadoshno roitzim l'shamis lehepech. Haynu l'spalu me'ata nusach ashkenaz. So you have a kehilu, everyone daven nusach svar, and now chadoshim yikarev bo, they want to change the minik, they want to daven nusach ashkenaz. In rasha and aloi, is this something that you're allowed to do, or is this not something you're allowed to do? So he starts this 5 pages long. We're not going through it. But he starts it. Hine, you do it. Dibri Chaim Soif. Eruchaim, stay tshuvas, but never has it. He goes through, and he brings the Dibri Chaim's kashes and the Ma'am Shik's rebuttal to the Dibri Chaim. Said, Titzach Lebedig. We can manage take this until Hadra Allah Masach this Gittin, the Hadra Chalon. I'm telling you, there's so much here to talk about. It's Loya Umiki Yisufr, because it digresses from its digression, and it's not shy of all the sidebars that are happening here. But the bottom line is, he starts with the Chaim Soif, and he writes pages and pages and pages. And he Kemuvin defends the position of the Talmidei Abesht, and he talks about the idea that the Arizal Avada, he wrote his Pirush on Nusach Svard, Mitzad Mailas on Nusach Svard. He asks all the kashas that everybody asks. It's also a beautiful likud, besides for the Charifas Hayodua of the Minchas Aluzer, but he brings everything over here. Hafachba v'afachba the Kulubah. And he comes out very, very strongly, very passionately, Kedarkei Bakoidesh, that no, there's a tremendous mile in Nusach Svar. You better daven Nusach Svar. Because if you don't daven Nusach Svar, you're not davening the Nusach of the Taruvah. How do you know your tefillah will ever be answered? It's very sharp. But this is what he says. So he says as follows. Just read the last paragraph. Mamash skipping all the way to the end. Ad koi dibarnu litzadit b'schus rabbi seinu akdoshim talmidei al b'ashem tev schus yogan aleinu. V'anim shochem achareyem. Shenagu l'spala b'nusach harizal. And we're going to follow in their ways. So he acknowledges something very interesting. And the Yodei Dover know this. That when he started originally, it was only meant for the Yodei Dover. Etc. Therefore, it became minig, and it's something that every single yid is supposed to do. So he says like this: Imke, right now that the Arizal's nusach is the real nusach. And it's already doiris, zwischen de chsidim, that this is the nusach that we daven. So there's a bechino of altitish toiris imecha to switch from nusach svar to nusach ashkenaz. Meaning, if this was a frivolous change, where we don't know why, then, okay, you have Ramosha Shtruv and Nigus Moshe, Adarabba. You're going back to the way it was supposed to be. You're resetting. As I daft sezai. But there is a tam, and there's a tam gadol b'davar. And because of that, this is now the nusach he's supposed to daven. And not punkt. No, this is real. This is real. And if you have a minute to daven this real nusach, so now you're mechuyev to daven this nusach. And if that's the case, it's pasha, this is what you have to do. So he says, v'gam ki kefiya muvin b'day reisenu. He says, I believe ki ein kavanas anoshim ke'elu sh'roitzen l'shanes misvar l'ashkenaz k'nisker. These chever that want to switch from nusach svar to nusach ashkenaz, rak lasois chadoshis l'greis. They're trying to downgrade the kedusha of the kehilo. B'darkei achadoshim, asher al k'yoytze b'zeh. Listen to this quote. You ready for this? He says, asher k'yoytze b'zeh. He says, posh it to me, why do they want to daven nusach ashkenaz? Oh, because chadoshim l'bekarim. There's a ruach, there's a geist of Yerida that's coming. So he says, you know what I'm going to tell you? Unbelievable. He says, Chadosh is Asim in HaTorah. How can you daven Ashkenaz? We're all davening Nusach Svar. And they're coming in Legreisa. Al Zeh Nemar Chadosh Asim in HaTorah. This is what he writes. Kivin Shekvar Nagu Bebeis HaKnesses Zeh Benusach Svar. Da'af Im Ktsas Mehem Yakishu Zois Befiyam. He says, I know if you confront people, they're never going to admit that the reason they want to go away from Svar and go back to Ashkenaz is Legreisa. But at the same time, I'll tell you the truth. Eres, Miloshim, poison. Sofun Betzfun Oiseyem. He says, Shuv ro'isi b'seif v'shal z'shuv v'z'beis ha'yoytzer, sh'nitvas mechad v'shakos of gamken, ki l'shanois lehepech, hainu misvard, l'ashkenaz, bevadai osu l'shanois. No question, it's osu. The other way, it's not osu. But to go from svard to ashkenaz, zikhar osu v'ashem yikapsenu yachal v'beis ha'tfilu, yikar l'chol l'amim v'mehir v'yemenu. So said the Minchas Aluzer, it's just the opposite. He says Nusach Svard has a Makar. A Makar Neman and all the Svar Makdoshim and all the Tainas of the Chasam Sofer are all Mufrich. They're Mamish Obgefrecht. And it's Pasha that Nusach Svard is the Ikan Nusach that you have to daven. And if that's the case, if you have a Messiah now to daven Nusach Svard, you can't go back to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. You have to daven Nusach Svard. So if you ask Ramosha would say, to go from Ashkenaz to Svard, I don't understand. Obviously, there must have been a reason. If I cared, if you want to go from Svard to Ashkenaz, you're just resetting. You're going back to where it all began. The Michzaluz held just the opposite. To go from Ashkenaz to Sfar, that's exactly what was instituted by all the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Zchus Yom Galenu. And as a result, l'chatchila, you're supposed to do that. To go from Sfar to Ashkenaz, now there's no way. So what's the makar to that? There's a makar to go from Ashkenaz to Sfar, the Talmidei Abesh, but there's no makar to go from Sfar to Ashkenaz. And therefore, if you want to go in that way, that's not something you could do. And not just that, Chodesh Asim and HaTayrish. So if you're going to go now from Sfar to Ashkenaz, this is not something that you'd be able to do. But just to be Messiah with one last thing, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Vider showed me a Dover Nifla. And that is, the Chasam Sofer said in his Tshuva, he said that Arizal wrote his Kavonis on Nusach Sfarad, Nipnei Shehoya Sfaradi. And then he said a Lashon. Had he been an Ashkenazi, he would have written it on Nusach Ashkenaz. And if there'd be a person that was Shayach to be Oymed on the Kavonis of the Arizal, that Dada Nusach Ashkenaz, he would be able to write the same kavanas of the Arizal on Nusach Ashkenaz. There's a Siddur Agra. It's called Siddur Agra Benigla Ubenister. It was just recently reprinted. Siddur Agra Benigla Ubenister. So this was a Ksavyad that the Vilna Gaon had left over, that was discovered many years after the Patira of the Vilna Gaon, and it came to print, it seems, in the late 1800s. And there were three haskamas that were given when the Siddur Agra HaNiglav HaNister was put out, and one of them was written by the great Litvish Goyim, Rabbi Tzala HaKoyim Vilna. So we know Cheshuk Shloimeh, Rabbi Shloimeh HaKoyim Vilna had an older brother that he used to talk about who passed away prematurely, Rabbi Tzala HaKoyim Vilna, known very, very famously as one of the great Goyim in Litva. So he wrote a Hakdama to this Siddur. Just read you the first few lines. Hey, Manichbad HaYoyim. What a chash of a day. Behigolois niglois. Hay nahoyre da alma kulo. Da havi gneza utmira me idna tuva. Ubarach hapiseach lanu shari oira. Lahore ene amechakim. Lirois beha oira gonos meyaz ubar hu bashchakim. Ula hatzel mi ben achrakim. Chikum amtakim vikuloi machmadim. This is a poem. But he's saying, what an amazing day that there's an oir that had been hidden for so long that suddenly is being exposed and it's suddenly being revealed. What is this oir? Zapirish at Sidur Atfila, the Sisrin Virozani Law and the Skalon Lono, Al Yide Elio Zochalatoiv, which Elio, who knew Maron Agoy, Rabin Shokobne Agoy, the Irvi Kaddish Minshmaya, Rabbeinu Agob of Akodish, Hagroz Echatzadik the Kaddish Lavrocha Mivilna, Ashenimta Ben Xavia Kotchoi, Pirish Al Sidur, the Nusach Atfila Shalon, who Nusach Ashkenaz, Alberich Asoid. And this Pirish said, Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Yivulna, was written al pi derech HaKoydesh, asher kvar nitfas mikisve yo'ari HaKadosh Zeche Tzadik Levracha, al nusach Sfarad. Ukemo shekosav HaGoyin Ramoshe Soif HaZachroinu Levracha b'tshuvasoi, shem beloi sofik, asher gam nusach HaTfilo Shalonu b'nei Ashkenaz niskan al das soid. Gamke, rak sho'arizal sho'yim yilidei Sfaradim k'noida kosav ha'soidois mei ha'tfila al nusach Sfaradim levad v'ilu hoyim nimtza gam eitz Ashkenaz and godol b'chochmas ha'kabola k'arizatzal hoyim megalei leinu kol ha'soidois ha'kdoshim v'rozen da'almen ilon kulein al nusach tfilas Ashkenaz and gam kein b'lisavik v'ato oleinu lohoidois l'ashem. We have to give oidot ha'kodosh baruch hu asher zochinu b'doira achrin hazeh lo'oira kodosh hazeh. We were zoicha to this or hamer laoretz v'ladorim b'dvarim o'imdim b'rumei shaloyla mikodesh elyay marin akodesh agrozei chetzadok levroch asher hele bruch asher kol asoydus akdoshim shalarizal. You got it. The Chasam Sofer said if there'd be someone that was shayach to write the Kavanas Ari on Nusach Ashkenaz, we would have it on Nusach Ashkenaz too. And Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Vilna, when he wrote his Haskama on this Sefer, he said that's exactly what this Sefer is. You want to know the Haskama? What an epic Haskama. This is the Haskama. The Chasam Sofer wrote in Tshuva Tezvah that we don't have Kavanas Ari on Nusach Sfarad because who's shayach? You know who was shayach? The Vilna Goyen was shayach. And the Vilna Goyen, his pirish atfila, the Siddur Agra b'Niglu b'Nister, this is the Kavanas Ari. And a yid like Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Vilna, a Litvish yid who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, for him, I mean, you see the excitement. It's Lo Yomen Ki Yisupa. It's Mahamish Lo Yomen. he's so excited because finally he was zoicha to be able to have elu ve'elu divrei kimchai, and for him to be able to daven nusach Ashkenaz and at the same time have the kavanas, maybe not the kavanas ari, but the kavanas velyo zochel la'toiv, the kavanas of the Vilna Gaon. Again, every time we learn a sugi like this, this is just a raid bite. Elu ve'elu divrei kimchayim, and we always say the biggest raya that this was a machloikas l'shem shamayim is because you see it's soifer with sky. The Baruch Hashem today, 200 years later, Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz, the Oilem, Mekriktzech, Baruch Hashem, Ezvahim, Basufa, Mishtak will be Zeichet, that all our tefillahs should be Neskabel, the Meher B'Yameinu, Amen.